Center, dive into 888casino.net. 888casino.net. It's made to play. Must be 19 plus. Free to play only. For entertainment purposes only.
Hi, I'm Christy Gordon with your Global Sky Tracker weather forecast, where we've got a pretty great week in store for us for travelers, as we're expecting mostly dry conditions for the next several days. There's a slight chance of a sprinkle between about 3 and 6 p.m. this afternoon, but overall you can expect a little bit of cloud cover over the next few days, breaks of blue sky here and there, and dry conditions. It's not until Friday that we're expecting periods of rain.
Outside CKW in downtown Vancouver, it's plus 4 degrees and cloudy. On the markets, the Dow is down 249 points, the TSX down 103 points, Canadian dollar holding at 73.045 cents US.
CKNW Business News for Bartek Fire Safety Systems. From fire safety testing to central monitoring, get a free estimate at bartekfire.com.
Global News Time, it's 2:06. I'm Kareem Gouda.
This is the Joe Bennett Show on 730 CKNW. Download the Joe Bennett Show podcast where you get podcasts.
Hello, happy Monday, December 29th. I'm Karis filling in for Jill today. We've had a lot on the show, and if you have any comments on anything that we've talked about, feel free to leave us a message on the Buzz Line. 604-331-2899. 604-331-BUZZ. Would love to hear from you. Do the overnight closures at Mission Memorial Hospital concern you? Do you work in the healthcare industry? Are you a regular person who's just worried about what these ER closures could mean? Also, we were talking about a possible toll for a bridge to the North Shore. Not that this has been officially announced by anyone as a possibility. It was just a letter to the editor that a North Shore Vancouver resident wrote saying, I'm so desperate, I would be willing to pay a toll on a bridge if that meant that the bridge could be built. Are you in that category? Would you be willing to pay a toll if that would mean that another crossing across the Burrard Inlet could be built? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call on the Buzz Line, 604-331-BUZZ. Well, right now we're talking about freedom of expression. As we see free press being threatened just across the border in our neighboring country, the U.S., UNESCO has recently released their report on global trends in freedom of expression